Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
At RightPat Credit Union, we are owned by our members, not shareholders. So our only bottom line is you.
Huh. What's the catch?
There isn't one. I mean, I guess you have to be a member.
Aha! Uh-huh. And what's that cost?
Oh, there's no monthly cost.
Oh, but there's a bunch of eligibility restrictions, right?
No. If you live here, you can bank here.
No catch. What is this?
It's banking done right. RightPat Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, I'm Agnes. My life story is very interesting because I have something very few other people have. When I cry, I don't have tears coming out of my eyes. I know it sounds unbelievable, but when I cry, tiny diamonds fall out of my eyes. Yes, I said diamonds. This is the second part of my story. I'll give you a quick summary. But if you haven't seen the first part, you can click this link to watch it. When I was little, I thought that everyone cried just like me. But my mom made sure that nobody ever saw me cry, not even my dad. She was afraid that if bad guys found out that I was crying diamonds, they would kidnap me and hold me hostage for the rest of my life. She was right to think that way. One day, my mom made me promise that I'd keep my condition a secret until I died. 4 years later, she was involved in a car accident and passed away. My dad got married again soon after. My stepmother has a daughter, and I didn't like either of them from the moment I saw them. Obviously, I didn't want them to find out about my secret, but unfortunately, I wasn't careful, and they learned the truth. At first, they didn't believe me. They even laughed at me. But when I started crying in front of them, they saw that it was true. It was a huge surprise for everyone to find out that I had this incredible condition. It was my dad who spoke first. Agnes, this is unbelievable and very dangerous, too. If people knew about this, really bad things could happen to you. I understand now why your mother kept this, even from me. Then he turned to my stepmother and her daughter. From now on, Agnes's secret is our secret, too. To protect her, we can't tell anyone about it. I want you to promise that you won't. They both nodded and said, We promise. Then my stepmother grabbed the bag of diamonds from my dad, which of course wasn't surprising. But there's no harm in selling these. Don't worry, I won't tell anyone where they came from. Agnes, from now on, you'll give me the diamonds that come out of your eyes, and I'll sell them for our family. The next day, my stepmother and her daughter came home with a ton of shopping bags. Looking at the bags, I could tell that they went to all the most expensive stores. Apparently, when my stepmother said our family, she meant only herself and her own daughter. My stepmother's daughter, Nancy, came to my room that evening. She was very excited, saying, My mom says it would be so wonderful to move into a big, beautiful house, and we can do it thanks to you. It wouldn't hurt you to cry a little. What do you say? It was useless to argue. I said, Okay, I'll collect and give you the diamonds if I cry, just to get rid of her. She left my room ecstatic. Next morning, when I came to get breakfast, I saw my stepmother and her daughter waiting for me impatiently. My stepmother asked, Did you cry? Where are the diamonds? I was so angry. Before I could say anything, Dad said, Honey, you shouldn't say things like that. Agnes should never feel like she's under pressure, which shut my stepmother up. This subject didn't come up again for a while. I was surprised that they gave up so quickly. Later, I found out it was because they still had money. They were going shopping almost every day. But after a while, they stopped. That's when I figured the money had run out. One day, I was hanging out in my room after school. Nancy came in and said, Mom is calling you. She made popcorn. She says, Let's watch a movie together. I was surprised because this was very unusual. I thought to myself, Where did this come from? When I came to the living room, my stepmother was looking at me with a fake smile on her face. Agnes, this movie has very good reviews. Let's watch it together, she said. So we started watching this Will Smith movie. First, the main character lost his job. Then his wife left him. He was left with his 6-year-old son. As if that weren't enough, the landlord kicked them out. They had to start living on the streets. When I saw my stepmother and Nancy crying their hearts out, I knew what they were trying to do. They wanted to make me cry during the sentimental movie and then collect the diamonds. But there was one thing they didn't know. I never get emotional during movies. I don't get scared when I watch horror movies, and I don't cry during tearjerkers. My stepmother and her daughter cried throughout the whole movie. At the same time, they kept checking to see if I was crying too. When the movie was over, they were really upset because they didn't get those diamonds they were dreaming about. Over the next few days, my stepmother did everything she could to make me cry. Thankfully, because she was scared of my dad, they were all harmless tricks. But one of them made me really mad. When I came home after school, I went straight to my room, like I always do. When I entered my room, I was so shocked by what I saw. The curtains were closed. There were lit candles standing around. The weirdest part was that there were a bunch of photos of my mom taped to the wall. In some of them, my mom was by herself, and in others, it was both of us. This, of course, was my stepmother's latest trick. I ran over to her. "Can you explain to me what is happening in my room?" I screamed. She faked surprise, saying, "I found out that your mom's birthday is coming up. I wanted to surprise you. Didn't you like it?" I said, "I didn't because I know why you did it. I won't cry just because you want me to." After which she dropped all pretense. "Look, Agnes, you're the goose that lays the golden egg. That's why I won't hurt you. But if you want to live in this house, you'll have to come up with the goods, or I won't be responsible for what's going to happen to you." She was clearly threatening me. I got back to my room fuming. I had to do something right away. When my dad came home, I went to speak with him. Before I could open my mouth, he said, "Your mom called me and told me about what happened between you. She made a surprise for you with the best of intentions. Your reaction is wrong. You've become too paranoid." I said, "Dad, first of all, that woman is not my mother. And how can you even think that her intentions are good? All she is trying to do is to make me cry and get the diamonds." My dad got really upset. "Even if you don't accept it, she's your mother now. If you think she wants the diamonds, then give them to her. Why are you being so stubborn?" he screamed. When he said that to me, I knew my stepmother got to him. From then on, it was dangerous for me to stay at home because of the things my mom was worried about could happen to me. Except my mom was afraid of the mafia, but it looked like it would be my own stepmother who would hurt me. I thought for a long time. I couldn't go to the police or the social services because then my secret would be out. That could cause a whole lot of other problems. I had enough diamonds hidden in the basement to allow me to support myself for years. But I couldn't leave home because I wasn't an adult yet. I didn't have any relatives that I could safely stay with. Even though I was so angry with my stepmother, I had no choice but to give her what she wanted. At night, when everyone else was sleeping, I went down to the basement and got a small bag of diamonds. In the morning, I took out a few and went to the kitchen. My stepmother and her daughter were having breakfast. I showed them the diamonds in my hand. "Finally!" my stepmother screamed. She took the diamonds. But she was clearly not satisfied, saying, "These are way too few. We need a lot more than just these." Of course, I wasn't going to give her what she wanted. I was going to turn 18 in only 7 months. After that, I was determined to take my diamonds and leave home. Until that day came, I was going to stall my stepmother by giving her a few diamonds from time to time. Since the diamonds in the basement were my future, I had to hide them somewhere outside the house, somewhere safer. So do you know where I hid them? At my mom's grave. I bought a nice flower planter. I put the bag with the diamonds at the bottom. I filled it up with soil and then planted the flowers on top. I went to the cemetery and put the planter in front of my mom's tombstone. I couldn't think of a safer spot than that. Who would steal a flower pot from a grave? I was so relieved because the diamonds were safe with my mom. I left one bag inside the cupboard in the basement. I was taking a couple of diamonds a few times a month and giving them to my stepmother. Even though she wanted more, she couldn't say anything. Because thanks to me, she'd bought a new car. She was wearing only designer clothes, and she got a ton of jewelry. The day before my 18th birthday, my stepmother and her daughter came to my room. I was about to finally become free. But of course, they didn't know that. My stepmother looked agitated. "Agnes, why aren't we moving into a better house? Why don't we have maids and cooks?" she asked. "Because you don't have enough money to afford all that," I replied. She waved her finger at me. "We actually do have money. All you need to do is cry. But you're not doing it on purpose. You're giving us crumbs just like you would to a beggar," she said. "Do you want me to cry just so that I can give you diamonds?" I asked her. And she said, "Yes, Agnes, I want you to cry. If you don't cry on your own, I will make you cry. I'm done waiting. I'm giving you until tomorrow. If you don't cooperate, you're going to be in a lot of trouble." And she left. Nancy was still in the room. "Agnes, you'd better take my mom seriously. She's capable of doing things you can't even imagine, she said and left, slamming the door behind her. I thought, my dear stepmother gave me until tomorrow, but she has no idea what's going to happen tomorrow, and burst out laughing. Never in my life have I slept more peacefully than I did that night. You're wondering what happened in the house the next day, right? Unfortunately, I don't know, because I didn't stick around to find out. When I woke up in the morning, I was an 18-year-old adult. I could do whatever I wanted, and I did. I left home without saying a word to anyone. Right now, I'm in a small town on the other side of the country. I'm not using my real name. No one in this town knows who I am. As you might guess, I'm living on the money from the diamonds that I hid at my mom's grave. I don't need a lot of money anyway, but when I do, I can just cry a little. And I found a very easy way to do it. Because I'd never cooked before, I'd never chopped onions either. One day, I was making dinner, and I chopped onions for the first time. Suddenly, diamonds started pouring out of my eyes. I realized that I could cry very easily thanks to onions. I'm so happy my stepmother couldn't think of this. Thank you for listening to my story. Please don't forget to like the video if you enjoyed it.
Hi everyone, I'm Jillian. One day in music class, our teacher, Miss Atkins, said, "Folks, we decided to start a band here at school. We have many students who play an instrument, and most are good enough to perform. The only thing we're missing is a singer." Everyone looked at each other. When Miss Atkins said, "Come on, guys, I'm sure some of you can sing. We can't have a band without a singer," I reluctantly raised my hand. I sang a song which everyone loved. And that's how I became the singer of the school band to a round of applause. It was Miss Atkins' first year at the school. We all really liked her from day one. Even though she always wears her sunglasses in class, she's definitely not a snob. She's always friendly to us. She told us she has a problem with her eyes, and light makes her extremely uncomfortable. That's why she has to wear sunglasses all the time. Since her sunglasses make her look even cooler, I'm sure most of the guys in our class are in love with her. That night, I told my mom about what happened at school. Unfortunately, she said, "Honey, that's wonderful news, but your teacher will definitely want you to go to rehearsals. You don't have the time." My mom was right. I didn't think of that. My dad passed away 2 years ago. After that, we've had a rough time financially. My dad had taken out a large mortgage from the bank. My mom had to start working immediately. After making the monthly mortgage payment, we don't have much money left. So I got a job working at a grocery store after school. If we can't pay back the loan, the bank will foreclose on our house. That's why my mom and I both have to work. The following day, I told my teacher about all this. "Jillian, you're our singer. I also know that you really want to do this. I'll talk to your bandmates, and we can rehearse whenever is good for you. Have your mother stop by the school. I'll talk to her and reassure her that it's going to be okay." My mom came to the school a few days later. I took her to Miss Atkins' office. When she met her, my mom said, "You look so familiar. I feel like I definitely know you, but I can't figure out from where." Miss Atkins got really nervous. "I don't think so. I just moved to this city. And before that, I lived abroad for a long time," she said. My mom wanted to try to figure it out, but Miss Atkins clearly didn't want to talk about it. Up until then, Miss Atkins had been very warm, but suddenly she changed. She seemed to want to quickly get rid of my mom. In fact, within a few minutes, she got up to leave, saying, "I have class." My mom was totally shocked by her behavior. Why did she panic like that when I told her she looked familiar to me? "I'm sure she's hiding something. It's obvious from the way she's wearing sunglasses inside," she said. I told her there was something wrong with her eyes, but she wasn't buying it. That night when I came home from work, I was so tired. I went to bed really early. In the middle of the night, my mom woke me up. She said, "Jillian, I figured out how I know your teacher." I said, "Mom, couldn't you wait till the morning?" And she said, "I'm going to give you a name. I want you to look it up online," she replied. My mom is really bad with technology. She can't even use a smartphone. I turned on my laptop and opened Google. She told me the name of a very famous old singer, whom I sometimes listen to. "Mom, what does this man have to do with Miss Atkins?" I asked her, but she did not reply. Because he is super famous, Google has thousands of results. My mom said, "Show me a picture of him." I went to Google Images and clicked on an image. "Look at that! His head is huge, but the ears are tiny. just like your teacher, she said. I burst out laughing. Mom, I can't believe you. Let's say they both have tiny ears. What's wrong with that? I asked. My mom started explaining as if she were a detective. About 20 years ago, there was a huge scandal involving the singer. He slept with a woman even though he was married. They never saw each other again. One day, the woman showed up at his house with a 5-year-old girl and told him, "This is your daughter." The man accused her of lying and told her to get out. On TV shows, they always compared the ears of the singer and the little girl and said, "You don't see ears this small very often. She's definitely his daughter." I was so sleepy. Mom, that's really interesting. But even if Miss Atkins is his daughter, that's none of our business. I'm going back to bed. But she said, "No, this is our business. We can pay off our whole mortgage thanks to this." Then she went on to explain further. The girl's mother sued the man. The DNA test proved that he was her father. The guy still did not accept her. He never wanted to see her. But in the years that followed, a lot of bad things happened to him. His wife even died in a car accident. Since he was religious, he thought, "God must be punishing me." He wanted to find his daughter and apologize to her. He looked for her but couldn't find neither her nor her mother. He said, "I'll give a big reward to anyone who can tell me where they are. I'm sure that's on the internet as well." I Googled the guy's name again, this time adding the word reward. There really were many news stories. He promised $1 million to anyone who helped him find his daughter. But recently, since he was losing all hope, he raised it to $10 million. When my mom heard the amount, she screamed. When she calmed down, she said, "Jillian, there's another very important thing. It was reported on the news that the little girl had a rare genetic feature. Her eyes were different colors. One was blue and the other brown. Now do you understand why Miss Atkins is always wearing sunglasses? She's hiding her eyes to avoid being recognized." My mom's detective instincts worked, and finally, she convinced me too. It sounded like Miss Atkins could really be the singer's missing daughter. But I still didn't want to make things difficult for her. "Mom, please, if she wants to run away from her dad, let's let her be. I'm sure she's got her reasons for it," I said. My mom didn't want to listen to me. "Jillian, come on. I'd do anything for $10 million. But I want to be sure it's really her before I get in touch with her father. I need to see that she really has different colored eyes. After that, we'll be rich." I asked, "How do you plan to do it?" And she said, "Simple. I'm coming to school tomorrow to look at her eyes." Then my mom went to her room. I started to cry. No matter how much I protested, she was clearly going to go ahead with this. All this was definitely going to hurt my teacher. I was so worried. The next day at school, I was walking around really confused. Then I got a text from my mom. She was about to arrive at the school. A few minutes later, she was there. As we were going to Miss Atkins' office, my legs were shaking from anxiety. When Miss Atkins saw us, she smiled. "What a nice surprise. Welcome back," she said. Unlike me, my mom was really calm. "Miss Atkins, after our meeting, I thought this over. Jillian loves singing. It's a great opportunity for her to be the singer of the school band. I'm here to thank you for that," she said. Of course she was lying. Just as Miss Atkins was saying, "I'm so glad to hear that," my mom suddenly grabbed her sunglasses and pulled them off. My teacher was looking at my mom in shock. My mom's face gave away her huge disappointment because both of Miss Atkins' eyes were brown. If she really were the singer's daughter, one of her eyes would be blue and the other one brown. My mom was embarrassed. She didn't know what to say. I just wanted to see your eyes," she said, and gave back the sunglasses. Miss Atkins put them back on. "I would have shown them to you if you'd have asked," she said. What my mom did was obviously very weird. At that moment, neither of us knew what to say or how to react. My mom just said, "I'm so sorry," and quickly left the room. After my mom left, Miss Atkins began to laugh like crazy. Laughter is contagious, so I started laughing too. For a while, we just laughed. She kept saying, I just wanted to see your eyes," imitating my mom and continuing to laugh. When we calmed down, she said, "It's going to take a while for your mom to overcome this shock. Actually, I was really surprised too because I believed my mom and I really thought you had different colored eyes," I replied. Miss Atkins smiled and took off her sunglasses. Then she took a small mirror that was lying on her table and turned it to face her. Looking in the mirror, she removed a contact lens from one of her eyes. When she turned to me, I screamed, "No way!" Because, indeed, one of her eyes was blue and the other one brown. These are my real eyes. The medical term for it is heterochromia. It's a very rare condition. I love my differently colored eyes, but unfortunately, I have to wear these black sunglasses so that I don't get recognized, she said. Suddenly, she got emotional. A tear fell onto her cheek. She said to me, Jillian, thank you for calling me last night and telling me about what your mother wanted to do. If I hadn't known about it, she would have definitely caught me today. I was so happy that I'd called up Miss Atkins and told her about everything after my mom went to sleep. I did it because I knew that I wouldn't be able to stop my mom. Moreover, I liked hearing that my teacher found a new way to hide her eye color as a result of this. Normally, I don't wear contact lenses. I can actually wear a colored lens instead of sunglasses. I'd never thought about it, really. After talking to you and finding out about what happened, I thought long and hard about what I should do. At first, I thought about running away. I could disappear again like I've been doing for years. But then I had this contact lens idea. In the morning, I went and bought a couple of brown lenses and put one of them on my blue eye. When your mom saw both of my eyes were the same color, she'd realize she was wrong and leave me alone. And it all went just as I planned. There was something else I was dying to know. Why are you running away from your father? He loves you so much he's willing to give away $10 million, I said, and my teacher's eyes welled up. I don't think he loves me at all. I think he's just afraid that God is punishing him and only wants to find me to atone for his sins. You get used to everything. I'm used to not having a father. I don't need him anymore. After school, I went to work like I always do. That evening, when I came back home, my mom was doing the dishes. Without saying a word, she gave me a hug. She was crying. I knew then that she regretted what she did to Miss Atkins. I gave her a kiss on the cheek. I said, "You're a good person. I love you. And I know that you love me too. And this makes me so happy."
Hi, everyone. My name is Zoe. I'm 15. This is my sister Daphne, who's 3 years younger than me. I love her very much, and I think she loves me too. I mean, we're sisters, but unfortunately, Daphne is very jealous of me. Do you want to know why? Because I'm my parents' favorite. Our parents love me more. And that's why Daphne is so annoyed with me. But please tell me one thing. How is this my fault? It's not like I'm going around begging my parents to love me more. If my sister had the same qualities as I do, I'm sure they'd love her as much as they love me. If we're going to look for someone to blame, it should be Daphne herself. She's been giving me the silent treatment for a long time, as if this were all my fault. But I'm going to tell you all about it now. If you think I'm right, please let me know in the comments, because I'm really sad about this whole situation. Until a few years ago, I had no idea that I was in fact my parents' favorite. I never noticed that they treated me differently. One day at dinner, Daphne asked, "Mom, what's the PIN code on your phone?" When Mom said, "Why do you ask, honey?" Daphne told her, "Just say it." So Mom said, "2006. Then Daphne turned to our dad. "Dad, what's the password on your phone?" When Dad said, "Same as your mom's," Daphne said, "So it's 2006, and whose birth year is it?" Mom replied, "It's Zoe's." Daphne turned to me. "That's right, it's your beloved daughter Zoe's." I think my parents figured out where this conversation was going. That's why they didn't say anything. However, when Daphne said, "Dad, could you show us your phone's wallpaper?" Dad replied angrily, "Daphne, could you please eat your food? Where are these ridiculous questions coming from?" All of a sudden, Daphne started crying. "I know that both you and Mom have Zoe's photo as the wallpaper on your phones because you love her more than you love me, and I can't really take it anymore," she screamed. I was listening to this exchange in shock. My mom said, "Daphne, you both are our children. We love both of you equally." My sister stood up angrily. She said, "That's obviously not true. Zoe is your favorite child, and everyone in this house knows that," and stormed out of the kitchen. That evening, I thought about what she said. Yes, Daphne was definitely right. My parents were not treating us equally. But there was a reason, or actually many reasons, why they were acting this way. It makes me kind of uncomfortable to say this, but to be honest, if you were to compare Daphne and me, it makes sense that our parents would like me more than her. For example, Daphne's grades are always average. She doesn't do anything to try to improve them. She never does well on exams, but she always has some excuse. Either she had a stomach ache or the questions were too difficult. I, on the other hand, study hard every day. I take school very seriously. I was the third best student in my elementary school and the second best in junior high. When we get together with our relatives, our parents love bragging about my achievements in school. Naturally, they never have anything to say about Daphne. So she's always complaining. Our parents are only proud of you. They never talk about me. They're always praising you. Does Daphne have a right to say these things? If she worked hard like I do, our parents would talk about her achievements as well. One day, Mom said to her, "Could you go out to buy eggs and coffee and please take out the trash on your way?" True to form, she refused, saying, "You're always telling me to do something. Why don't you tell Zoe to do it for once? Why is it always me?" Mom said, "I'm not asking your sister because she's studying. You're just sitting in your room playing with your phone." To be fair, Daphne does most of the chores around the house. My mom rarely asks me for anything. On the other hand, I take my schoolwork very seriously. As soon as I come home from school, I sit down at my desk, go through everything we studied in class, then I do practice questions for tests. I take a short break in between and then eat dinner. Other than that small break, I study all the time. Daphne is the exact opposite. I've never seen her do homework. I'm not sure she even studies for her tests. That's why I think it's normal that Mom asks her to do the chores. I really don't think the way Mom treats Daphne is unfair. I think she deserves it. There's another important reason why I'm my parents' favorite. Mom thinks I look just like her. She tells me, "We're both very lucky because we both have tiny noses. You also have good style, and you always look good in whatever you wear, just like me." Meanwhile, my dad thinks I'm responsible and disciplined just like him. He tells me, "I'm so glad you take after me. You're going to have a successful career just like me. I don't know where your sister gets her laziness, but it's definitely not from us. And she's going to have a lot of problems in the future because of it." I think both my mom and my dad are especially nice to me because they think I'm like them. Of course, there's nothing Daphne can do about this. It makes me sad to say this, but if she were more like Mom and Dad, maybe they would love her more. Last week, Daphne suddenly came into my room. Since I know she is jealous of me, I could tell right away what she wanted. She came by to check if my parents got me anything new. Normally, if they get me something they didn't get her, I always hide it. But that day, she caught me off guard. Because I love drinking coffee, my mom got me a really nice thermos. When Daphne saw it, she was like, "What is this? Who got you this? Why? Why didn't you get me one? Why don't I know about it?" Throwing a million questions at me, and then running off to Mom to ask her to explain herself. As I said, she's extremely jealous of me and she doesn't hide it at all. So my mom got me a little gift. Why is she getting so upset? Am I wrong here? Why can't she just say, "That's a really nice bottle you got. Enjoy it." But she'd never say that. She has to make a scene and then complain about how Mom and Dad don't love me. If you act like this, of course they won't like you. Another thing Daphne is mad about is the fact that my allowance is bigger than hers. But of course there is a reason for that too. Whenever Daphne gets any money, she runs to the bookstore. Yes, reading books is great, but I mean, come on, she is the biggest bookworm I've ever seen. She buys a new book and finishes it in 2 days. Our mom keeps telling her, "Read slower, don't rush through it." But my sister never listens to her. She has to finish it right away. Because she does this every time, her allowance is smaller than mine. Unlike her, I never spend my allowance. I save it, and then, with a little help from my mom, buy myself a nice laptop, for example. So what's left of the money Daphne spends? A big fat nothing. I don't think she has a right to complain about getting a smaller allowance if she wastes it. One day when I was out, Daphne came to talk to my mom. My mom told me what happened later. Daphne said, "Mom, I think I'm adopted. If I wasn't, you wouldn't be treating me like this." My mom got really sad and she took out Daphne's baby pictures and showed them to her. When Daphne said, "You might have adopted me when I was a baby, these photos don't prove anything." My poor mom dug through all her documents looking for Daphne's birth certificate until she finally found it. Daphne took her time scrutinizing it. Then she went to her room without saying a word. As my mom was telling me all this, she started crying. "I tried so hard, but I'm not sure if she's still convinced," she said. I was so mad at Daphne, so I went straight to her room. You have no right to be upset at mom like that, I screamed. She looked at me. Just as she was about to say something, she stopped and said, I get upset every single day, no one cares about it, and burst into tears. I couldn't stay mad at her, especially since she's younger. I gave her a hug. I said, I hear what you're saying, but there's nothing you can do. That's how you are. I think you should just accept it. For some reason, that made her furious. She looked like she was about to kill me. What do you mean? I thought for a second that you really got me. You disappointed me again, she yelled. I don't like fighting at all. I left the room without saying anything. Since that day, Daphne hasn't been speaking to me. I'm really upset about being estranged from her for so long, but unfortunately, there's nothing I can do. I made so many attempts to make peace with her, but she always finds an excuse to say no. To be honest, I think Daphne can't stop being mad at me because my parents are still acting the same way towards her. As I said in the beginning, I love her a lot. She's my only sister, but unfortunately, we're not as close as we used to be. And this breaks my heart. Thank you for listening to me. If you haven't subscribed yet, do it now so you can get notified about new videos. Bye!
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No